Yeah. Rom da khof deiz le shalo ze dar. Right. Off for the more says al tif shid the boy Rovom that shvor shlo yechal. So the gersa should be the Bach says al shvor shlo yechal off. You answer your question, Yossi. That he made a clearer shvua, he will not eat dirt. So now the shaila is the kamo. How much does he have to eat to the yova the yisa? So tif shid you bring a proof from over here ad yikah kizayis. So you're telling me now even by offer you have to have a kizayis also. Gemara says no. Ki karmina, when do we say that always you have to have a kizayis b'midi devar achila? Something that's edible. So on something that's edible, when you make a shvuah, you will not eat it, we say you mean a kizayis, and achila means a kizayis. Karmina. But over here, dirt, that's not edible, it could be when you make a shvuah, you're not going to eat dirt, it's not really an achila. Just you're being a forest, you want to make it also to you, even dirt. So there you will not need a kizayis, because it doesn't make a difference. Whether you take a little bit of dirt or a lot of dirt, it's not called an achila. It's only because you put the yisra upon yourself. Therefore, here it's different. The Marvara Kanomis, by an yisra neder, you're also even with a koshu. So Moses says again, Kanomis namikin forest dummy. If you make an yisra neder, it's like you're explaining clearly that even a koshu should be also. And like Rashi says, Oyma kainim tikazu alai osaratsu and the koshu. Why? From the forest dummy, the fishena maske vashem achila. Koshu kamar. Since by a neder all you say is tika ze osar alai, but you do not say the word achila. But since you do not mention achila, therefore osar alai means even a koshu. So kanamis is different. But the chom is the kasha back to the kiva in the Mishnah by a shavua. When you mention the word achila, anytime it has to do with an achila, where do we find with a koshu that yechayiv? We know always you need a kizayis. So Amalhen, the kiva answered back and said, Heichin motzinu the medaber umevi korban shezem medaber umevi korban. Like anyway, a shavua is different. Usually, just for speaking, for saying out dibur, you're not chayiv a korban. Over here, by shavua, the main issue is your dibur. That first you made a shavua, you will not eat today, and then throughout the day you went and ate. So you chayiv a korban. Why? Because you are mayachel your dibur. You went against your dibur. And that's the chiddush. Where do we find that a dibur makes isurim? So it's something special by a shavua. Therefore, Bekiva says, by a shavua, even with a cold shoe, you should be chayiv. So the question is this true? V'loi, v'rei megadei. If you curse Hashem, Rashi Mavorach es Hashem, the pligor of Bekiva, other Rabbonim, the krisis, then megadef may be korban. That if you curse Hashem, b'shoigei, you're chayiv a korban. So the aveir of megadeh is only with dibur. So what is Bekiva saying? That the only time you find it is by shavua, you have the case of a person curses Hashem. Samora says, Medabe v'oisa karminim. Rabbi Kiva meant to say, where is there a case that with your diva you're putting an isra upon yourself? In other words, really what Rabbi Kiva meant to say, that since you're putting the isra upon yourself with your diva, you have a right to put it even on a kol shoe. When the Torah gives an isra, the isra at Torah b'achila is a kezayis. But where a person puts the isra upon himself, in a person's mind, really what he meant to say is just like if you're mafarish, if you speak out clearly, you want to make even a kol shoe also. Any little bit becomes also. So now menastam, also it's your dibur, and most probably you mean to answer even a kol shoe. So when does Rabbi Kiva say, the medam bevi oyser, where you're putting the yisr upon it with your dibur, then we say most probably you mean even a kol shoe. But over here by megadev, behind medaber v'choytuhu, here by a megadev, he's not putting any yisurim, he's doing an aveira, he's cursing Hashem. There it's different. When you do the aveir itself, the Torah says do not do it, okay, there you chayav a korban. There by shvua, the chiddush is, really it's muta. Just you are putting the iser with your dibur, so you see dibur is a very strong thing, so just like your dibur makes you chayav a korban, it could also be mechayav you with a kol shu. Samar says, v'rei nozir, mevi korbono al diburai karminan. That is the answer. Question is nozir. That if a person makes a nazir with a dibur alone, he makes it also for himself to drink wine or to take a haircut or to become tamei. And if he does these things, the shaygeg, he's chayv a korban. Rashi says, medaber v'yosef b'dibur and mevi korban b'yom t'kalachtei. Or not al fi'aveira. Sam, when the nazir finishes his nazirus after 30 days and he takes his haircut, then he has to bring a korban. So half a meaner is, a neder is through your dibur, you're making the whole yisurim of a nazir upon yourself. And halacha is, at the end of the Naziris, you have to bring a korban. So Gemara says, again, there's a difference. I'll tell you, Rei Nazir, maybe korbani al dibura kamrinun.
Vine may be korban lishderuya lay, lishderuya and chamru, the kamaisi lay. That by a nazir, really, the korban is not because he was over the yisr. By a nazir, he did the halacha, he kept 30 days of nazirus. Just at the end, now he wants his isurei nazirus to go off in order to give him a heter to start to drink wine again. So the korban is what gives him the heter. So the different type of a korban. The korban is not because he did a chet, but the korban is only lishderuya lechamra. To give him a heter, he should be able to drink wine. So that's a different type of a korban. But we never find a korban that comes because you did an avera because of your diba. Your diba caused the yisr. So Mara says, why? Barei hegdish. There's a case of hegdish. Rashi says, shemedaber. When you say something should be hegdish, you're giving it up to hegdish through your diba. The yisiv diburei eshu magdish. Timhechlev diburei venenemi menu may be korban mila. If afterwards somebody has enjoyment from this thing that you are magdish, the person has to bring a korban mila. Why is the korban? Because of your dibur. So you see, your dibur caused an issa here, and because of your dibur, you have to bring a korban. Gemara says, no. Rabbi Kiva meant to say, we never find that a dibur makes an issa, a private issa, upon the person. By shankin hegdish, once you make it hegdish, it's all over issa. It applies to the community, it applies to everybody. But the more why? Vahai, oisra kol elam kulay. Hegdish is a universal issa. It's also to everybody. The Gemara says, okay, harei kainamis. An issa kainam is an issa neder. When you say kikas there also like a kainam, you're putting issa upon this kikar, but it's only to you, it's a private issa. Rashi says, harei kainamis, that means a neder. Shaloi osra ela olav, you only make it also to you. Viyamacha minenu, if you eat from the bread now, kasaka back to the havamina is, then maybe korban mila. Sheha kainam loshin hegdishu. Now that we spoke about yesterday, that on a regular ned there's no carbon. A carbon is only on a shvuas sheker, there's a carbon, but not on a ned there. But now we're going, when you say a lushan ned there, it depends how you say it. If you just say kikas there, osur alai, this bread should be osur to me, that's a regular ned there. For sure there's no carbon. But if it says a lushan of kainamas, it means kikas there, osur alai, kikainim, so kainim is a lushan of a carbon. That you mean to put an Easter of Hegdish upon this bread. But it's not a regular Hegdish that it's also to the whole world. It's only also to you. You're like making a private Easter claiming on it that this bread is also to you with an Easter like a carbon. And there's a Machlekes in the Gemara in the Dorim. One man the Yom says that Yesh Mila Bekainomis. That once you put the Easter claiming on the bread, it's mamas like Hegdish for you. And therefore, if you have enjoyment from it, you'll be chayav a carbon Mila. So according to this man, the Yama, there's a korban because of your dibur, and it's only a private issa. The lashon, the way you say it. Kainim is you're saying you want the issa of a kainim to be upon this bread. Kainim is like a korban. So it means to say you want, what type of an issa do you want to be on this bread? So regular neder has one issa to it. There's an issa neder, you're not allowed to eat this bread. But you can also put a stronger issa of a kainim. Means you want to put an issa of a korban on this bread, that to me at least it should be osa, not to the rest of the world. That's the machlekes. How strong is that issa? We're going now to have a mina for a kainamis, that there is an issa mila and you'll be chayav a korban. Gemara says no, Rabbi Kiva. I'll tell you, Kesavah. Rabbi Kiva holds ain mila b'kainamis. Rabbi Kiva holds no, even though you use such a lashon, since it's not osa to everybody, it's not like a regular hegdish. It's only a private issa. It's not so chama like real hegdish. There's no issa mila, you will not be chayav a korban. Therefore, there's no private korban except a shrua. Right. So that type of a kaddish is not so strong like a regular kaddisha. Right. So that's what Rabbi Kiva meant to say. Rabbi Kiva's now. Machlekes the stam. Where is the machlekes in the Mishnah? If you make a shavua, how much do you have to eat to be over the issa? That's only min stam. A person swears that he will not eat today. That's the machlekes. Did he mean, according to Rabbi Kiva, even to ask a kolshu? According to Chamim, no. He meant the lashon achila is the kazayis. Avul b'mefarish, the rehaka b'kolshu. That everybody agrees, though, that if you speak out clearly and you make a shvuah that today I'm not going to eat even an ounce, even a kolshu, avada the yisra eschal. Because you're the bialim here. You're the owner. You're the one that's making the yisra. You could make it any way you want. Without you, you're allowed to eat the whole day. You're the one that's putting the yisra. So if you speak out clearly a kol shu, you have the right to make this even the kol shu. Which is a chiddush, like even though kol ha-tarakula and isurim by achila is only on the kezayis, but that's the terrorist isur achila. But when you put the yisr achila, it's even with a kosher. My time, what's the reason? Meforish nami keber yadami. You speak it out, you make it like a barrier. I'm not sure why the Gemara needs this explanation for. Rashi explained before, barrier means, what's the reason if you eat an ant, yichayiv, even though the ant is not the size of a kezayis? Because it's a davar choshev. He says, time my mishum dechashiva. So, meforish nami iyu, ach shavo di astri alei. If you go and speak out that today you want to ask upon yourself, even a kosher, since you speak it out, it's like to you, this kosher means a lot. So you're master of this kosher. I'm not sure why the Gemara needs this reason. It should be a simple reason that you're the one that's putting the yisr here. You have a right to put it any way you want. The Gemara explains a little bit further that since to you, you're speaking out of kosher, that means to you it means something. So just like by the Torah, a barrier means something special, an ant is a whole creature, it means something special. The same thing to the person. When he speaks out even a kosher, he is master of the kosher. Not simple that you could ask for a kosher. It's a chiddush here. Mashmah, no, simply, you cannot ask for a kosher, because that's not called an achila. And you're saying, you're making a shvu, you're not going to eat today. But the answer is, since to you, you speak about the kosher, and it means something to you, obviously, so it meaning something to you, we see, just like in the Torah. When the Torah said, don't eat, if there's a creature, even a kosher is chayiv. Of course, it's something kosher, it means a lot. The same thing to a person. When we see that to the person, a kosher means something, therefore he can put the yisr even on the kosher. Right. The Yomar Rava, Machloikis Bishaloy Eichel. He makes a shvu he will not eat. Avol Bishaloy Etam. Let's say the shvu is I will not taste anything today. That was his lashon. I swear I will not taste anything today. If so, the Rehaka B'chol Shu. And everybody agrees. Tasting, even a kol shu is called tasting. When do you need a kezayis if you say I will not eat? Eating is a kezayis. But tasting is even a kol shu. The Gemara says, treat, of course, what's your chiddush? The Gemara says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, Litoim Nami, even though the person said, I swear, I will not taste anything today, but maybe all he meant was, Kidiyamri Inchi, that's an expression, the way people talk. And people mean, I will not eat, they say, I will not taste. The person today says, I'm not going to taste anything today. What does it mean? He doesn't mean just licking something, putting a spoon, your mother once knows it tastes good, it's soup good, take a sip. He means to say, I'm not going to eat today. So the way people talk is, I'm not going to taste, means I'm not going to eat. So I would have thought to say the person means a lashon of achila. Kamashma, and that's his chiddush. Know that by shavuos were very medagdic in his lashon. If he used the word "I'm not going to taste today," he meant it. Or even if he didn't think about it, but as a chiddush, if that's what the word itself means, and you're not contradicting it, we go after what the word itself means. So when you say the word "I swear I will not taste today," tasting is even a kol shu. Even if your mind wasn't with you, but since you said the word, that's what it means. That's the chiddush. Yechayit, even on a kol shu. Amar Rav Papa, machloikis b'shruas. It's only machloikis when you need a kol shu, a kezayis for kol shu by lashon of a shrua. Avu b'kainamis. When you're making this a neder, where you say, kikis de osur alai. The Rashi, zifri hakka of the kol shu. Everybody agrees, even the chachamim, yechayit, even a kol shu or the bread. My time, what's the reason? Kainamis nami. Kivan de loikon mitka shmei de achila. You say, kikis de osur alai kekainin. You do not say the word achila. You just say the bread itself should become like a hegdish to me. So since you did not say the word achila, it's also kind of forest dummy. That's like you're explaining, you mean clearly even a kosher. That you, any little part of this bread is kosher. Next, we have a question. It says, Shnei kainamois mitstarfim. We have two different isurim of a kainim. Them starf, like you said, this bread should be offered to me with a kainim. Then you set upon a second bread, that the second bread should be yosef to be a kainim. Now, if you eat a little bit of each one of them, and together you ready kezayis, yichayis. That's the question. What do you have to come on to a tira for? You're telling me with kainamos, yichayim with a kol shu. So why does it say here that shnei kainamos is a starfin? And also it says, shnei shvuas same as starfin. You make two shvuas, not two different breads, and eat a chati kezayis of each one, the same as starfin. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kainam is Kishvuas. The Meir says the Kainam is like a Shvua. Just like a Shvua is not Mitzarev, the same thing a Kainam is also not Mitzarev. You see, you have to eat the Kazayas of each bread. But the question is why? V'yisak, but then if you're going to tell me to think, that Chayiv v'chol shu, you're telling me by a Kainam, everybody agrees you're Chayiv even with a Kol shu. If so, Lomali Litzarev, why do you have to put together two chatzis zaysim to make one kezayis? You don't need a kezayis altogether. You're telling me with a kosher, you chayis. The answer is, Tiyamar Achila Mizu Alai Kainim, Achila Mizu Alai Kainim. Here the Bryce is talking about a special case where he said clearly, Achila Zu Alai Kainim. He said the word Achila. When do we say Kainim is even with a cold shoe? If you do not say the word Achila, you just say, Kikaze Osar Alai Kainim. But if you speak out clearly, Achila Mizu Alai Kainim, an eating from this bread should be offered, then for sure you mean a kazayim. The Mari Hachi is so, Amai Mitzarefet, Saif, Zil Lahocho Lekishirayim, the Zil Lahocho Lekishirayim. If he spoke out clearly that the Yisra Neder is not eating the kazayim from this bread, so as long as he did not eat the kazayim from that bread, he wasn't over the Yisra. So true, he made a second Yisra on another piece of bread, but what does one have to do with the other? They're two separate Yisurim, and you're only Ovar if you eat a kazayis. Here we do not eat a kazayis from each bread. A chati zayis is not the Yisra. So why talk of this? But sorry. So more instance, the case has to be the Yomar that the person said like this. The Yomar, he said, Achila mishtehem olai kainim. That he said what an eating from these two breads should be also to me. So since he said it in one lashon, sure, he meant to put the Yisra on either one of these two breads. But the zikha atir, if you put the two together, he meant to say it's also to me, see the kazayis of these two breads. See the chati zayis here, the chati zayis there, yechayis. Right. The Mara says, if that's the case, if so, the kavos, the gabi shvuas. This same case is by yeshvu also, the yama. What will be the case? The person said, shvua, shlo yoicha mishtayim, I swear that today I will not eat from these two breads. If so, amayim mitzarfin. So why isn't it mitzarf? You made one shvua that these two breads are also to me. So if you have an achil of a kezayis from both of them together, you should be chayif. So that can't be the case. What should be the difference then between a kainim and a shvua? So with Zomra, Pinchas says, I'll tell you, shani shvuas. Shvuas are still different. Shvua, we still look at each shvua separately. You can't put the two together. Mitoyah shechalukas lachatois, just like each shvua is chayiv its own korban chatis, is a mitzarfin. They're not put together. So Rashi says, Mitoyah shechalukas, Mitoyah sheshtei tikres halolu, chashuvoy shteyem linyin chatis, vishvuazu. Like we'll learn later about this. That's the Mishnah later by Shavuot. That if you make one Shavuot, you will not eat this bread, and you will not eat that bread. Since you spoke out separately each bread, it's like a separate Shavuot chal upon each bread. And therefore, if you eat a kezayis from one bread, you chayiv a chatis. If you eat another kezayis from the second bread, you chayiv a second chatis. Even though it was the Helam Echad, with one forgetting. So you see here the Shavuot. Since you speak out clearly each bread separately, it's like a separate shvua, one with the other. Therefore, you can't limit tariff one to the other. By kainomis, there's no korban. There's no special chiddush, each one's a separate issa. There we say, it's one issa, it's one big issa. You made a kainin, you're not going to eat from these two breads. So therefore, you put a kazayas together from the two breads, you'll be chayiv. But by a shvua, that each shvua is mechav you a separate korban, so we look at each Shavua separately. Each bread has its own separate issa. So you have to eat the kazayas from each one of them. You cannot make mistar of them. For the Marihachi is so, Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir say? Kainam is kishvuas. He says that a kainam is also not mistar like a shvua. The question is why? Why shouldn't it be mistar? Bishleim is shvuas. You tell him you knew svar by a shvua. Ho, you bechaluka sachatoy. Since Lamaisa, since you said two different breads, it's like a separate shvua. Each one is mechayev you its own korban. That's why you can't put the two together. Ela kainomis amaylai, but kainomis has no shvua. It's just the yisur itself. If you speak out, this kainam, I can't have an achila from these two breads. So clearly, if you put the two together, if you eat a chatzik zayis from each one, why is it emes tarf? The Gemara says epach. Change around Rabbi Meir. Epach Rabbi Meir, and say like this. Rabbi Meir says. Shavua ki kainomis, just the opposite. That Shavuos is like kainomis. Just like kainomis, it's a svar pshuta. That it is mitzarif, you said you can't have an achila from these two breads, so pshita together with mitzarif. He holds the same thing by Shavuos also. The left side of Pinchas, he doesn't offer a Pinchas svara. That even though they're mechalik for chatois, if you would eat a kezayis from each bread, you'd have to bring two chatois, but so what? That's because you did the yisa twice. But now that you only eat a chatzi kezayis from one, and a chatzi kezayis from the other one, lemaisa now you only ate one zayis. So you chayiv one korban, that's all. but the Ramei holds it is mitzar. Ravina says, Ravina Amar, ki kam rapop, when rapop is say, linyin malchus. The papa only said this for linyin malchus. Rashi says, ki kam rapop, that the first statement he meant there was kainomas kolshu. After he said that by nisa kainin, everybody agrees you chayiv him with a kolshu. And if so, he had a question here at Smashma, it needs a tzirif. You have to put the two together. So what is it tzirif for? Here's the question. Morin says, he only said it lamalchus. Kitanya hi linya korban, debinin shava pruta. I tell you, for korban is different. That's how we say yechayiv a korban be kainomas. There is only if you mitzaref the two. And we're going now with kainomas that yesh mila be kainomas. That since you made a lashon of a kainin, that this bread should be also to you like a korban. That has kedusha enough that if you have enjoyment from it, yechayiv a korban. Now by korban, the issa nen of mila is always with a shava pruta. But since you have to have a shava pruta's worth, therefore, you cannot even start the two together. So there's no sira. When did Rav Papa say, by kenomis, you also even with a cold shoe? That's only for malchus. For the pure Isra of kenomis, since you did not say the lashon of achila, even with a cold shoe, there'll be malchus if you eat it. B'mezit. But b'shegid, when you chayiv a korban, here it's different. Since you have to come on to a new shear of shavapruta, then I'm star. Mila l'tzarf, k'tani lav k'lekzayis el shavapruta, then I'm star. That if you hold your chayiv a korban, then it's good. Just like Rav Pinchas said a svara by Shavuot that they're mitzar, they're not mitzar because of the korban. So I tell you, Rav Meir also is like that. Rav Meir holds that there's yesh mila b'kenomis, so there's a korban by kenomis. So therefore, just like by Shavuot, it's not mitzarif. The same thing by kenomis also is not mitzarif. But there's no sira to what Rav Papa meant to say before. There is only talking about the mazes that you chayiv malchus. That on a regular kainin, a regular issa neder, since you did not say the word achila, you chayiv even with a kol shu. Yes. To see it. Lemaimi, you want to tell me now, the sabri rabbon, so the rabbon hold here, that yesh mila b'kainamis, that's where the Rambam paskins, that by an issa neder, through a kainin, it has kedush enough, like a hegdish, to be chayiv you a korban mila, if you have enjoyment from it. I have what Tani will learn like this. Kikas du hegdish. Somebody says this bread should be hegdish. Be ochla, and he eats it. Beinu bein chaveru moel. Whether he eats it or his friends eat it doesn't make a difference. Once you make it hegdish, it's hegdish for everybody. Whoever eats from it has to bring a ischayis. Lefikach, therefore, yeshla pidyon. It has kedusha that you could be pointer it. You could take money and take the kedusha off the chayfet and put it onto the money. What about tikas ze olai hegdish? This bread should be to me like hegdish, which is like a neder. You only mean it for yourself. So the locker is, who moel, if he does it, he has an if he'll have enjoyment, he's over the Yisamila. But chaver le moel, it's only yosset himself, and not to his chaver. L'sikach, therefore, ain't la pidyon. There's no pidyon over here. Because since the kedusha is not that strong, you cannot remove the kedusha with a pidyon taking money. Therefore, it has no pidyon. These are the words here.